Blog Talk Radio.
Lord God, give us your spirit. We beseech you.
that we may find your path on earth and live in the hope and certainty that everything is in your hands, even when we see much as unjust and evil. May we remain under your protection, living by your commandments and your spirit. For your spirit witnesses to the truth and longs to change and lift up our lives. Your spirit longs to reach all people who have felt your touch, longs that they may come to you and have life. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I hope everybody's had a great day today. I know I have. Amen. All righty. Well, let's play some music here. I put a new download. I haven't played before. It's called Altar by Hobie and Frank Forrest. Here we go.
I want the realest. Where he come from, you can't get that with a PJ. It's so full inside this house, I feel like DJ. I can't fight it, let your light gon' shine on me. Yeah. Ain't no hiding, I'm confiding in your peace. Yeah. Hey, carrying buckets of shame. Father, I'm saying your name, but so far from it. Come see the blood in my veins. For me, he bleeding the same. Take this covenant, this is the greatest exchange. At his altar, there's a flame that burns your rubbish. Gave me a cup full of rain, he poured it over every stain until he coming. Get the one, this is life or death. I ain't making music just for fun. Glory to your name, Father, I pray that your kingdom come. And when Satan's on my heels, I pray it's Nike with the run. Make my heart beat more like Hezekiah, say it and it's done. Breakthrough.
Praise.
altar. Wash away my shame.
Amen. That was a beautiful song, Altar. Amen. Well, we're going to play another great song here called Beautiful by Halsey. Here we go.
We are connected to Him. If I'm in Christ and He is in me, then I have everything I need. Been so good, good.
He's been so good.
He's been so, so good.
He's been so good, he's been so good, he's been so good to me.
He's been so good.
Oh, 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 oh.
You are so beautiful.
Me straight out that funeral.
Ooh. I can't wait to see your eyes one day. I've been thinking about it, and it's a blessing just to think that I could think about it. I know some people been searching and so they drank about it. But for the cup I drink from will never run.
This what my life on. Ask for a life vest. He said, son, this is lifelong. Holy Spirit driven. Had to learn to keep the bright sun. Putting God in a box like seeing Shaq with some tights on. Well, I've been loosened by the grip of the python. I shed skin, new hymns. I got Christ on.
Here is your holiness, Lord.
Miles of road. That's a whole lot of road. There's only one that leads to life.
As I'm sitting on this plane, could be my last breath. But I ain't scared of death, cause I got my God in me. And if I die today, I know He did His job with me. And I still lift up your name, cause
you are so beautiful.
Here is your holy name, Lord.
I will fear no evil. The Lord is my shepherd. The godly is full of light and joy, but the light of the wicked will be snuffed out. Every tragedy, His is the only beauty that remains.
Hope you enjoyed it. We have a couple callers here. early in the show. I'll take them real quick and see what we have. 1-1, you're on here.
I think you sound like you're drunk.
So do you.
No, I'm not on pills. Are you on pills?
No.
Why do you sound so out of it?
I don't know. Why do you sound so out of it?
I don't. I sound normal. This is how I normally speak.
Oh. Okay.
Are you sick? Or you feel bad tonight?
No, I'm all right.
Maybe you can get Tony out to take a temperature.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
Let's take other calls.
All right. Well, put you on mute there, Grover. We got another caller. All right. 101, you're on here. Okay. Try to know. 101, you're on here.
Ken, you okay?
Yeah. What?
You feel fine? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, John.
Okay. What's coming up next?
Are you?
No, I'm good. I just what's coming up next? Do you have a sermon ready?
I got a Bible study for us. Yes, I do.
Oh. Written in the book of John?
No, it's in the book of Matthew. It's the last chapter, 28.
Oh, well, don't spoil the ending for me. Don't spoil it. I'll make sure to listen.
Okay.
Let's take other calls.
Get ready to... All right. All right. Let's get into the next lesson. It's Matthew chapter 28. And it's the resurrection of Jesus. You see, in Matthew 28, is the concluding chapter of the Matthew's gospel. It is one of the most important chapters of the Bible for two reasons. It tells us that Jesus was resurrected, just as he said he would be, and it promises that we can be resurrected as well. Reaction is to the resurrection of Jesus. For Christians, Jesus rising from the grave is the most significant event in the history of the world. Because of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, we have the hope of spending eternity in heaven with God, Jesus, and all the saints. Matthew's gospel records how those closest to Jesus reacted when he appeared to them after his resurrection. As you will see, not everybody reacted the same. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 to 7, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary experienced both fear and joy when the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. Come see the place where he was lying. Go quickly and tell the disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." After hearing this, they did exactly what the angel told them to do, and they began to report the wonderful news to Jesus' disciples. To the reaction of the soldiers that were standing guard over the tomb was one of intense fear. Matthew writes in Matthew 28, verse 4, "The guards shook for fear and became like dead men." They had just witnessed a severe earthquake and the appearance of an angel of the Lord who had descended from heaven and rolled away a stone and sat upon it. The reaction of the chief priests and the elders was selfish in nature. They immediately were concerned about protecting their own interests and fabricated a false story that Jesus had not risen, but was carried away by his disciples. They went as far as to bribe the soldiers with a large sum of money to confirm the lie. The soldiers accepted the bribe and did what they were asked. The disciples' reaction to the resurrection of Jesus was mixed. Matthew writes in Matthew chapter 28, verse 17, when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful. Luke's gospel gives us a little more insight into why the disciples may have reacted the way they did. He writes in Luke chapter 24, verse 16, their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. A short while later, after breaking bread with the risen Jesus, their eyes were opened and they recognized him. That's Luke 24, verse 31. Perhaps God intervened and did not allow the disciples to recognize Jesus right away for reasons only known to him. Peter had a strong reaction to Jesus' resurrection. In Luke 24, verse 12, but Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in, and he saw the linen wrappings only, and he went away to his home marveling at what happened. Why was Peter the only one to run to the tomb? Maybe it had something to do with his emotional state after recently denying Jesus three times and then seeing him crucified. Listen below are five different reactions that people had when they saw the resurrected Jesus. They had fear, they had joy, they had selflessness, excitement, and reverence. What is your reaction to the resurrection of Jesus? Seeing how others reacted to the resurrection of Jesus is interesting. But what is really important is how we react. When it comes to the resurrection of Jesus, we all need to ask ourselves two questions. Do we believe that Jesus was resurrected? And how does that affect the way that we live our lives? The Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to Romans, in Romans 10:9, says if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart of a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. This scripture lists the two things that we must do to be saved. Confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead. But there are other matters of salvation we need to be aware of. In fact, the Bible lists five matters of salvation that we will discuss in the next section of our lesson. The five matters of salvation is believe in Jesus, confess our belief in him, repent, turn away from our sins, be baptized, and obey God's commandments. The resurrection of Jesus is the greatest event in the history of the world and the cornerstone of our Christian faith. Knowing that Jesus rose from the dead gives us hope that we can do the same. It should also change our perspective on life. Instead of living for ourselves and our own selfish lusts or ambitions, Christians are to follow the example of Jesus and live their lives too, glorify God, and serve others. We will conclude today's lesson with the following scripture of Matthew 28, verse 5 and 6. And the angel said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who has been crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, just as he said. Amen. Well, I hope you got something from today's lesson. A better understanding of the resurrection of Jesus. Amen. Well, let's get into the altar call. If you know the Lord Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do is say this little simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking. by faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry like to welcome you into the family of God. We like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key, and I'll bring you on. Amen. All right. Well, I hope you are having a blessed day. Oh, we got some callers here. One, you're on the air.
I want you to know I'm boycotting because I think you're taking pills or you had a stroke.
All right. Thank you. God bless you. Okay. 585. You're on here.
Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing great, Corbin. Jeff, how are you?
Not too bad. What's going on with you? You sound like something's wrong.
Nah, I'm fine.
You got peanut butter stuck in your mouth?
No.
No, no. So where is everybody?
I don't know.
Well, do you have any more callers?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I have Pastor Wanda standing by.
Oh, Pastor Wanda, bring her on. Bring her on. I love Pastor Wanda.
Me too. Pastor Wanda, how you doing tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored, rejoicing in the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
He sounds
how
like
you
she has
doing
peanut butter stuck in her mouth, too.
I'm
listen, young man. Young man, listen to me. You don't have that much authority to even speak
man.
To you.
What's going
okay?
on?
So
what's
you need
on,
to
Wanda?
Get Jesus because something is wrong if you get on live air and try and disturb the word of God. And God, he warns you in the word of God. If you know God, you wouldn't do this. Okay, because you the battle ain't ours. It's God. He gonna take care of it. Whoa, and that's what okay. God does not play by his kids and by his word. Okay, so he's not. He won't be marked. So how you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing great, Pastor Wanda.
I'll be ready to come on tomorrow. We'll be on. Psalm 42, but that was a great message about the resurrection. Many people don't understand that resurrection. If Jesus wouldn't have resurrected, everything would still be dead. And if Jesus wouldn't have went to the cross, everything would be dead. The wrath of God, hell, Satan, torment, and death, eternal death. But see, Jesus stopped it, and we have eternal life now. Everything bowed at the name of Jesus. When he went 3 days to hell, took back the keys so we can have freedom, life, salvation, and never die, okay? And go back home into glory with God, okay? And then the resurrection, you know, when people are dead in their sins, Jesus can come and call them back to life through the resurrection, through the Spirit of God, okay? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? I thought I was talking to you. Yes, through the resurrection. I looked at that the other day because I know when I died so many times, and only the Spirit of a living God could call me forth. Okay? And that is not a regular call. If you ever look at how Jesus called Lazarus out, he didn't call every name. He called one name. And Lazarus represents Jesus when he went 3 days in hell. Okay? Just like Jonah, it still represents Jesus. 3 days in the mouth of a whale. But he still conquered death. And no man took his life. He freely gave it. Death couldn't defeat him. Nothing could defeat Jesus. And that still that same power we have today through the resurrection, death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen. Yeah.
You talked to Pastor Leroy? Yes, sir.
No, I haven't talked to Pastor Leroy recently.
Yeah, I've been praying for a lot of things, a lot of people, a lot of things going on, but God is still in control. And he's still dealing with her about prayer. And I was just listening to Kim Walker-Smith, Protector, and God had me to talk to a person and say, we don't even have a fight. Any more battles when you know you have God on your side, that same protecting power still saves us, his people, his chosen ones. The ones he have called out of darkness into a glorious light. And it's just awesome to know God, to know Jesus Christ, and thank God for Jesus.
All right. Well, we got some more callers here, Pastor Warner.
Oh, man, let's get Jesus. If it's not, God will take care. He told me he's in control.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're on there.
Does the Bible ever talk about a woman's dirty underwear being sin?
Listen, you need Jesus, and he's going to take care of this. I hate to warn you, but I do have to warn because I don't want blood on my hand. But God is not playing. When anybody tries to disrupt his word, talk ungodly on live air to other hearers, he said, you ought to put a milestone around your neck if you make least of my little one fall. Least of my little one. You might as well put a milestone around your neck. And that's a serious statement. Because it's new listeners listening, and you don't know who you're saying this to, and they can make that person fall. And Jesus will take care of it. Amen?
Amen. All right, let's take another call. I hope it is decent. 111, you're on here.
How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, but you sound like, boy, are you on drugs or something?
No, I don't do drugs.
You don't do any drugs?
No, he don't do any drugs. He had to go through chemo, sir. Okay, see, y'all got to have
a
little compassion.
Well, a doctor would give him, first of all,
if
he went through chemo, a doctor would have given him drugs. Is that correct?
So listen, I didn't take no chemo, okay?
I'm not talking about you, ma'am. I'm talking about Pastor Ken.
I'm just letting you know. Pastor Ken is fine.
I'm talking about Pastor Ken. I don't know what kind of class
you
went to. I'm not talking to you. I'm asking Pastor Ken about his medication he may be on.
I'm going to step in on behalf of my brother.
Okay, but if you want to talk to me, you made a comment about something being in the Bible. Where does it say if you talk bad? Because I got a Bible right here. What chapters does it say if you talk bad?
Psalm 105:15. Touch not my anointed, do thy prophets no harm. Psalm 39:1, put a muzzle over my mouth so I might not sin against thee. Death and life in the power of the tongue and those who choose to eat its fruit, Proverbs 18:21. James 3, talks about taming of the tongue.
Put around the neck, is that what you're saying? You said God's going to lynch me if I talk bad on the radio?
You made one of my least of my little ones fall. See, we got new listeners on the radio,
sir. Where
does
it say anything about talking on the air about that, ma'am? I went to seminary school, too. Sam, I went to seminary school.
Okay.
You ain't even a real pastor, in my opinion. I don't know why you're disguising yourself as one.
You know what? Listen, sir.
If you talk on the air, then this damnation that you're going to put on someone
because you're on live air. You don't know who's on the air.
Pastor,
listen. See, listen, we don't have time for that job, Jack, and I ain't going to argue with the word because it's the word what it said. Jesus said, if you make Lisa, my little one, fall, because we got hearers on there. We got new hearers on there. Okay? Some see a babe in Christ, and he still don't understand. You trying to, I don't care what school you went to. I was anointed and appointed established by God in Isaiah 61. Okay, he paid for his. I didn't pay for mine. Okay, go to the next pastor.
Okay, we got another caller here. 101.
Okay.
So if I was anointed as a doctor, I can work on you and give you medical advice? Is that what you're saying? You don't have any degrees or any training, but you were anointed?
I have no degrees, sir. Sir, I don't have to explain anything to you. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Yes, amen. All right, let's try one more. Let's see who this is. 101, you're on here.
Pastor Juan, can you send me some anointing oil?
We're not doing that. Listen.
I want
to
jack off.
I keep explaining and I'm going to warn you what God says. In Psalm 105:15, touch not my anointing, the prophets no harm. That's a strict warning. Okay?
Amen.
All right, Pastor, you think Pastor Leroy is going to be back on with us?
I don't know. I was hoping he would, but he might be doing something. I don't know.
He's probably doing a show. And but I'm so glad to hear you, Pastor. You sound strong in the Lord, and the words you brought forth was a rhema word because many need to understand by the resurrection.
Amen.
Okay. That was an echo caller. Yeah, that's a Satan job to have people to try to irritate you, okay? But you know what, Pastor? I'll be on tomorrow in Jesus' name for Women of God, Daughters of King, and I thank God for Pastor Ken bringing forth God's word, strong, powerful man of God. And thank God for all the listeners. And Pastor, I love you. And God love you. In Jesus' name. Thank God for Jesus.
Amen. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow night. We'll do Woman of God,
right,
Daughters of a King. God
all right,
bless.
God bless you.
All right. We're going to do Woman of God, Daughters of a King tomorrow night. Amen. All right. Well, let's take some more calls here. 101. You're on here.
Why you let that black bulldog go in there and just take over the conversation? I'm talking to you, and she starts talking out of her ass.
No, she didn't talk out of her ass.
Yes, she did. It don't say anywhere in the Bible if you talk on the radio that someone's going to go damnation, number one. Number two, let me tell you something. I don't know why she goes around saying she is an appointed prophet, but a fake prophet needs to be put to death according to the Bible. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she just called herself a prophet.
Well, I didn't hear her say that exactly.
Okay, well, when she goes again, I'll coax her in next time she's on the air, and we can essentially take care of her the old biblical way, all right? She's claiming to be a prophet of God. And you're letting her do it. worst thing in the Bible, pretending to be a prophet, blasphemy. Don't have any other gods but me.
Well,
back to what I was saying about you. Are you on any kind of drug? You drinking anything or something?
No, I don't do drugs.
Well, you do.
I mean, I take
the doctor gives you, right?
I take medication that the doctor prescribes, yes.
Okay, you on any kind of medication?
No.
You didn't take any medication all day today, is that what you're saying?
Medication, I took my gamma pain.
Venus pills.
I have pain in my hands and feet. Okay.
Okay.
I took my other medications. Okay. There's nothing.
It's really none of your business what medication he's taking. On to the
I'm
next
concerned for.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, 111. You're on there.
Hi, Kenny. This is Gary. How are you?
All right, Gary. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How have you been?
I've been doing good. Doing good.
Just called in. What did I miss?
Nothing really.
Oh, really? Hold on. Give me 1 minute. That was me spitting. So, anyway, I was doing a little, you know, hygiene stuff, maintenance of the old pearly whites and whatnot. So, I've missed you. Sorry I haven't called.
Oh, I missed you too, Gary.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure all the shows have been wonderful, and you've just been great and phenomenal, and you know, I'm just so excited to finally, you know, I'm a waiter, and I took the day off today because of a little incident I had at work. You know, someone got jealous because somebody's husband actually paid more attention to me than to her. And you know how that goes when someone's in the closet and the wife senses it. I didn't do anything but be myself. Am I wrong for that?
I don't know about that. I mean, I haven't been in the closet in a long time.
Well, you know, but it's okay to have friends, right? It's okay for everyone to have friends, gay or straight, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, if I'm ever in the San Antonio area, maybe you and I can go out, you know, Tony can come along, or when he's on one of his shows, if you need company, you know, we can hang out. I'm sure there's a great steakhouse or do they have Panera Bread there in San Antonio?
Panera's. Panera's. Yeah, we have Panera's.
Oh, I love that. I just love Panera. Do you love Panera? We can be each other's first there at Panera in San Antonio then.
Huh.
What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good there, Gary. Yeah. When are you coming to San Antonio?
Right now, I don't know. I don't know where I'm moving. I just thought of, you know, memory, just throwback Monday, if you will. Maybe we can go to the Heeb and get some ingredients to cook food together or bring back old memories. Weren't you going to get your teeth pulled for like a Whopper Jr.? Was that a real thing, or was that true?
No.
Say it wasn't true. Was it true? Oh my God, you were. You're such a liar. I mean, not a liar, but you're such a funny man. That's what I mean. I'm not calling you names. I know the old Higgy used to kid around about that deal, about you moving to New York City and, you know, you getting your teeth pulled and for the Whopper Jr. and something about a gummy. I remember all that. You know, I was still just a listener, you know, just a faithful listener, not a caller, but now I am. I'm getting in. I'm getting involved. I'm getting more sassy, if you know what I mean. Just going out there, throwing myself out to the world. I mean, that's brave. Is that courageous of me or what? Is that just courageous?
Oh, yeah, it's courageous, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But I love you. You've been my motivation, just so you know. I couldn't have done it without you. You're just, I find strength in you. And hopefully you find something in me.
Oh, yeah. We all can find something in each other. Amen.
Amen to that. I mean, you were, so like right now you're in a relationship with Tony, and before, that transition from being, what you were heterosexual, then bisexual, then gay again. So I was just wondering, were you, at one time engaged to Higgy, to Joshua Higgins on Facebook?
No.
Is that just like a, no? What was that? Because someone on the Discord, they send me pics on that. They DM me all the time. People slide into my DMs, you know that? They just do that all the time. I just seen a message. I just seen like a little, like, you know, a little screenshot there with the, and you both had like a nice little, you were dressed in like a wedding dress and him in a suit kind of with a little nice bow tie and all that. I thought it was beautiful. I mean, that was so inspiring. Do you remember that?
No, I never have.
That was on Facebook. That was on Facebook. I remember. Well, you know, I mean, I came in a little late to the game. That's what he said. But I did. But I'm now I'm involved.
Okay,
yeah.
Gary.
But anyway, Kenny, I just want to say thank you. You've been great. You continue to be my inspiration. I love you. Hugs and kisses to everyone listening. Hugs and kisses to everyone there that lives with you. And big, big smooch hugs and kisses to you for being so such a wonderful big man. I love you and thank you.
Well, thank you very much, guys. God bless you.
I love you.
All right. Love you too.
I love you.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm you, Jerry. 111, you're off my air. All right. Try another one. 111, you're on the air.
Ken, you did engage. You were engaged to Higgins on. You put it on Facebook.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No.
And you were going to move to New York, get your teeth removed, and eat Whopper Juniors with Higgins.
That was all a joke, Johnny. Come on.
Okay, well, I guess you don't have to worry about it now since Higgins is gone.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was great to hear from Gary. By the way, on an unrelated note, I haven't talked to BBF, but I am certain that if Wanda comes back and starts monopolizing an hour of your show, the boycott is going to continue because BBF will not stand for that.
Okay.
All right, let's take calls, Ken.
All right. No calls here. 111. You're on here.
Kenny, listen, man. We supposed to be in the circle of trust, Kenny. You and Higgins were in a relationship. You were in the Facebook relationship. We all saw it, brother. There's a screenshot of it.
Joke,
That was Milky? What?
That was a joke.
Kenny, I was in those chats when you were talking about moving to New York. That was not a joke.
Yes, it was.
Johnny, is he, why, you were there, why is Kenny lying now? Kenny, Johnny, do you remember?
Because he said it was a joke, but then he said it didn't happen. I mean, it can't be both.
Kenny, say okay if you're afraid Farrell's going to get mad. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard it.
All right, Kenny. Listen, I get it, man. I'm sorry.
And Gary had a good idea. Why don't you guys go to the Heeb and get ingredients to cook food together? You can maybe make tamales. Your boyfriend could help because he likes to make tamales. You can cook together.
Yeah, you guys could get like a really nice, stay at a really nice five-star hotel and get a, like a room, like a nice presidential suite. And, Gary sounds like a wonderful man. He sounds like a nice man.
Maybe you could get your scooter out and you could ride down by the Riverwalk. Or maybe you could put Gary on your motorcycle and take him on a ride.
Kenny, I think that sounds like a wonderful idea. Maybe even Sam, you know, y'all could have a nice meetup, all three of you, you know, and make a human centipede or something. You know, I mean, whatever you want to do, you know, I mean, it'd be kind of fun, right?
You could inspect each other's meat.
Nah.
And get a hot beef injection.
Oh, yeah, hot beef injection, Kenny. That's what you like, right, Kenny?
No.
Okay, Kenny. Do you have any other callers, Kenny?
Yes, I do, actually. Got another 111. You're on the air.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
111, you're on the air.
Kent.
Yep. The real Kent.
Kenny. This is Pastor Reverend Rabbi Deacon Rockstar Ninja Evangelist Hero Genius Wizard, Guru, Superhero, Executive, Associate, Specialist, Expert, Insurance Salesman, Douglas, Ebenezer, Archimedes, Hopper, MD, PDS, BBC.
Oh, BBC. Amen.
How are you, my sons?
I'm blessed, brother. How are you doing tonight, Kent?
I am very blessed and very, very, very flavored. And with an extremely tremendous, throbbing, veiny.
Ugh.
Oh.
Pecker?
Penis.
Ooh.
Kenny's going to get horny. Kenny, don't get horny, all right? Keep your hands out of your panties. Go ahead, Kenny.
Kenny. We got off on the wrong foot yesterday. We were talking about you giving some classes. One was a coffee class, and remind me what the other class was going to be.
I have no earthly clue.
Keeney, you were going to put on a demonstration. Do you not remember?
No.
Coffee class?
Blowjobs. Kenny's going to do a blowjob. He was going to teach the five stages, right, Kenny?
Ooh, yeah. That's correct. Kenny, so it is easier. I am asking a question. Is it easier to make a good cup of coffee or to give a good blowjob? What is easier, Kenny?
That's a great question. That's a very godly question. It's a great question, Ken. Kenny.
Yeah, make a cup of coffee.
Yes, Kenny. But I find that you are a multitasker, and you could do both at the same time, eh? Kenny, they have the Keurig cups, and the way I see it, it is like giving me a blowjob while playing with my Marvel bag.
Oh,
okay, good.
Come on, brother. Kenny, you got to laugh, man. Ken's funny.
That's
he said
not the
Marvel
real Ken.
Bag. That is absolutely the real Ken. And he said Marvel bag, and that's funny, Kenny.
That's the Canadian expression.
I'm glad you find it funny.
Kenny, nobody calls it a marble bag, man. How are you going to get mad about that? That's funny. Ken's retarded, man. That's what makes it so funny. A marble bag. Oh, Kenny. Kenny, you don't like Kent, do you? You're very testy with him.
That's not the real Ken.
That is absolutely 100%. Johnny, back me up. That is 100% the real Ken.
Yep. I mean, the real
the man,
Ken is, he says
yeah.
crazy things sometimes.
Yeah. He said a tsunami was going to hit the West Coast in Florida one time, Kenny. That's crazy.
Tsunami, yep. Uh-oh, Geno Smith's injured. What happened to Geno Smith?
I don't know, but Kenny, I think, is getting ready to track star out of the show right now. I can sense it. I can sense the track star is coming. I feel it. I can sense it. Kenny?
Ferrari's going to come running in there and pull the plug now.
Kenny?
What?
Kenny, do you have any other callers?
Yeah, I have one.
Did it press one?
Yeah, it pressed one. Keep
one bringing us to water, but you can't keep Kenny from fucking.
Oh! Kenny, that is a great metaphor. That is a great metaphor. Or is it a simile? No, I think it's a metaphor.
Do you know where I can rent a fat tranny to shut his pie hole?
You mean Farrar?
I didn't even know.
Hey.
Oh, shalom.
Hey, I'm in a situation. I've got a tsunami coming my way, and I don't know what to do, and I'm really scared.
Wait a minute. Are you on the West Coast in Florida, or are you on the East Coast in California?
I think the East Coast.
Okay, so you in California. Well, here's what I would do. I would find a train or an Amtrak, and I would take it to the West Coast. So I would go from the East Coast in California to the West Coast in like, you know, maybe like New York or maybe, you know, Virginia or someplace. Well, that's kind of south, actually. But you get what I'm saying. You got to get out of the East Coast and California, L.A. area. That's my advice, because you don't want to get listen, you don't want to get hit by the tsunami. Pastor Kat taught me a tsunami is scary. It's very scary, and there's cars flying in the air, and there's waters. There's lots of waters and wind and poo-poo that fly through the air, and you don't want that.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
Right, Kent? Kenny?
Uh-huh.
Kenny, you sleeping again?
No. Matter of fact, California is not the East Coast. California is the West Coast.
Okay, listen, Kenny, you're splitting hairs, man. Kenny, potato, potato, man. Why are you attacking my geographical skills? Man, listen, I know my geography, Kenny, okay?
Well, okay, the East Coast is New York.
No, absolutely not. That is the West Coast, Kenny. That is the West Coast. Europe is the East Coast, really, if you would be honest.
They just shut down all the Amtrak service, and I have nowhere to go, and I don't know what to do.
Oh,
you're still in business.
I think you need to go to. I think you need to go to San Antonio and stay with Kenny. Kenny.
What?
Kenny. Kenny.
Yeah.
Why are you all mad tonight, man?
Ken, this is serious. I'm scared, and you're sitting there, just doing who knows what, and I have
microwaving food.
Headed my way.
Kenny is probably microwaving food. Is that Gabe Ballsong? Did I hear Gabe Ballsong? Kenny, was it the Gabe Ballsong?
There's no tsunami coming on to any coast right now.
I didn't understand a word of that shit. John, can you say what he just said? Can you repeat that back to me?
There's no tsunami on the West Coast coming.
Oh, Kenny's a meteorologist, too. Amen, Kenny.
He said the west coast of Virginia is safe.
Amen, Kenny. Amen. The praise of the Lord.
Well, I just got to find out how to get there.
I would start by walking.
Yeah, I mean, you can walk. Grover once walked from, I think it was L.A. to Alabama in a day and a half. I don't know how. I think he was on cocaine. So I think he might have ran a lot of the way because he was on like a lot of cocaine. He was, I mean, I've never seen, like, there's a scene in Scarface where Tony Montana has cocaine all over his face and there's a big mountain of cocaine in front of him. I was told Grover did twice the amount of that. So I think that's how he did it. I don't know if you can do that much cocaine, Ashley. I wouldn't suggest it. I mean, Grover's been through covert, I think, over 40 times and has, like, a baboon heart. So I don't know. That might kill you. So I don't know if you should do that. But that's what Grover
baboon. Say baboon. That's racist.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. African. Never mind. You know what I'm saying, Kenny.
Okay, we got another caller.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
One, you're on there.
Hey, how's it going, Pastor Ken? This is Frank Gillesco, Frank the janitor.
Oh, Frank.
All right, Frank, how you doing? I'm doing great.
Well, you know, I'm over here in my brick and mortar house, and it was fake, but now it's brick and mortar. But you know, all this talk about. You guys are talking about, I wanted to touch on the same subject that you guys are talking about right now, about sniffing little girls' underwear. I think it's very important that you use when you sniff them. And needless to say, you know, it's okay if they're 12 or 13 also. That's as high as we're going to go. But,
goodbye, Frank.
Jesus Christ. I thought Dr. Peter Paul was filthy, but my Lord, Frank the Janitor has now taken that award from Dr. Peter Paul. Give him the trophy. He's the champion, brother.
He's gone now. Where'd he
Kenny,
go?
Kenny, listen, do you ever think maybe you should try ministering to Mr. Frank? Because obviously he's got a predilection for youngsters. You ever think maybe you could try to help him by bringing him closer to the Lord? Or you think he had lost cause, Kenny?
No, well, he actually got saved on himself. I don't know what's going on, but he's back there.
Wait, he got shaved on your show? Really?
Oh, God.
Kenny, I didn't know you. So, wait, you shave people now? Can you shave my wife, my ex-wife? Her back is really hairy.
It's the same.
Oh. Well, wait a minute. If he was saved, then why is he talking about little underwear, like underwears, like little girl underwear? That's disgusting, Kenny.
I don't know.
What kind of saving did he do?
I don't know if you guys can hear, but the wind's really picking up over here. I think the Tsunami's here.
Lord, Kenny, we're going to need you to pray. As the resident pastor here and the man of the cloth, I think it's time to say a prayer. Pray that, you can pray the gay away. No, that's not what we need.
Yeah.
We need the Tsunami. Pray the Tsunami away, Kenny. Can you do that for
me, brother?
You got
to help, Ken. Help.
Kenny! Wake up, Kenny. Wake up. Why are you sleeping, man?
I see the water. Oh, my God.
Well, that's not good. Kenny, why didn't you say a prayer, man? You could have helped.
He's gone.
There's no tsunami coming.
Well, tsunamis don't announce themselves.
In Kenny world, they do. They say, here come the Tsunami. Tsunami coming. Right, Kenny? And then Charles Bronson comes out and tells you about a death wish, and then Kenny steals the plot from the movie and tells you the story. Oh.
It beat me with a tire iron.
I don't know where I...
Gay boss
like
hogs.
A hurricane.
Oh, yes.
There he
GBA
is. Get it down. Get it?
Where am I?
And all this is happening when the boycott is on. I can't believe all this is happening.
I need help. I don't know who I am.
Okay, Kenny, can you do one thing this show besides grunting and making noises and not really saying anything and hanging up on people and pray for this woman, please?
And masturbating. Nope.
Wait, because there's no tsunami.
Jesus Christ. Kenny, you're the worst pastor in the world, man.
Oh.
Oh, okay, Kenny.
Back!
Jesus Christ.
Ashley's a good actress. Or actor.
Kenny, you don't even have to say a prayer about the Tsunami. You can just pray for Ashley's health, man. Her well-being. Can you do that, Kenny? Well, is that too much to ask?
What if the water messes up Ashley's hair? Think about the hair.
Yeah, he's shutting it down. Kenneth is just not – I don't know what's wrong with him tonight. I told you, Johnny, I think he's on drugs. I think the man is on Klonopin, like hopped up on the Klonopin, and he ain't talking, and he sounds like he ate a whole thing of peanut butter, and he's drooling everywhere, and I don't understand it. Kenneth, what is wrong with you tonight?
Never.
Did you have a stroke, Kenny?
Yeah.
You seem very slow tonight, like you retarded. Are you okay, Kenny?
Oh,
are you
yeah.
okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Why are you laughing? Is somebody, like, tickling you or something?
Yeah.
Steven Smith's back in the game. He's back? Thought he was hurt. Dino Smith's back in the game. Wow.
Are you actually watching that shit? There it is. Shut it down, Kenny.
Kenny.
Shut it down.
Kenny,
no,
end the show now, Kenny. Don't say it.
Come on, Kenny. Run like the wind, Kenny.
That's cool.
And I'll have y'all know, Ashley dined the two saw me.
That's Farrar.
Gay ball fog.
Get off of my show now. You stupid redskin. And you dumb monkey.
Oh. Oh. Kenny, you don't let gay ball fog talk like that, man? That's disgusting, man.
You come, gay boss hog, and I'll find you.
Oh.
I'm going to find where you live. And I'm going to shift you up Kenny's ass.
That was Ashley.
Oh.
DK Metcalf's got another touchdown.
Kenny, do you have any other callers? I was hoping Dr. Peter Paul would call in and shed some light on his babysitter's club. But I guess that's not going to happen.
He's probably boycotting.
Kenny, wake up.
Hello.
Hello,
I'm calling from Apollo Ambulance in San Antonio, Texas. We're doing a welfare check on you, sir. Are you okay?
Goodbye.
Now, don't hang up on them.
What the... Johnny, what is wrong with Kenny tonight?
I don't know. I think he didn't sleep enough or maybe he slept too much.
Kenny, what's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Oh, here we go. Gay Boss Hall, take it over the show. Shed it.
Oh.
I want to give a shout out. Come on, Kenny.
Yeah, we'll give
Lawrence
it a shot.
Alabama.
And it's Kimbo. Everybody in the chat room. Everybody.
The boycott has resumed.
Gay Boss Hog.
Okay, let's see. Good night, everybody. God bless you.
The boycott.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.